I'll read a poem from a very early poem from my first book called Landing, which starts in Paris and ends up in the Palm House where we are. I had no idea where I started in Paris, but actually Sefton Park was designed by Monsieur André, who was a Parisian, so it's perhaps not as irrelevant as it seems. Landing. I travelled in a bucket strapped below a vast balloon like an eyeball, over the roofs of Paris taking photographs, and over alleys narrow as the makeshift coffins the communards lay in with numbered tags around their necks, till the wind blew me clattering northwards past the gunboats and the crowds on the quayside waving flags. Then, in a cold, dark, haywire cloud of rain, I saw the India buildings and the pierhead and followed the river widening to Garston. Between the listing buoys and sandbanks, two mulish tugs were pulling a tanker loaded with glass from Pilkington's. On the far shore, the sky at port sunlight was singed by a petrol flame, while the near green railings on the riverbank were matted black from the high tide's oil clods. I saw a man bent by work so double his face looked at his navel, where he held a mirror to show him the road ahead. I could taste iron in the air and naphthalene. Either the rocks were bleeding or the horizon was on fire. "This is a stain of empire," said one sign, with a skull above a knife and fork. Another claimed in a script of faded gold, "Everything that has been will be restored." A third one pointed to the playground where the docks used to be. Now couples raced in coal trucks around the wasteland railway. Then I landed like a silk bomb by the Palm House and opened the chip door onto daylight, smashing light off every kindled edge and curve. Lace like ferns and forests with man-sized leaves grew round the aisles where everybody was, wild in the humming lattice of the dome.